The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
Good afternoon. I'm Andy Stevens and welcome to The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio. So, how are you? How's the job going that you're on? If you're doing site work, how's your site boss? Better not answer that question. I think we know what they all think of the site bosses out there. Even if you're on a residential, how is that customer? Is the kettle on? Biscuits coming in? Are you enjoying your week or can you not wait until the weekend? Well, the good news is it's Wednesday. It's the Toolbox Show. We're halfway through the week. Well, I am knackered. So, coming into work this morning, up at 5, I had to stand on a platform for 40 minutes as South West Trains, or whatever they call themselves, were up to their usual cancelling trains. Excuse? Engineering works have overrun. Well, us builders are often penalised for overrunning work, so I hope someone got a fine. Pretty unlikely though, as that means that the fat cats might have to go to just Spain rather than the Maldives on their next holiday. Eventually got in to Waterloo, the walkway from Waterloo City Line, to the Northern Line's close. I had to go in elevators, upstairs, all the rest of it. Anyway, I'd done my calf, so I'm hobbling, not happy. Now, what's been happening this week in the world of construction? Heathrow have moved a step closer to a third runway, as the Cabinet have said yes, and now it's going to the MPs for a vote. We do need another runway, but not a million miles from where I live. There's a lot of houses that have got to come down. They've just spent millions, I think, on a recycling centre, and that's going to get a bulldozer straight through it. Better planning, I say. New materials. What is going on? Decades ago, everything was fine. It all worked. No leaks, no cracks, no movement, no slipping. So what's the point of all this fancy new gear? Do you know what? Yeah, I think that is my rant today. It's all this new fancy materials you've got to use. Years ago, we never ever used it. Now, we've just got to go completely over the top and it costs us a fortune. Oh, what else is there? Yes, my rep from one of the big boys in the country, it's a large national firm, asked him simply, why are sheet materials like ply, OSB, etc. going up so much? He couldn't give me an answer. He's a fairly clued up guy. He's in with the boys at the top. The answer is he doesn't know. I don't know. Does anyone know? If you do, if you can get in contact with us here at Fix, I will give you my Makita DAB radio. The small print on that, it's broken and in the skit, but you're more than welcome to it. So get in touch here. As I said, I think my rant today is on those funny new fancy materials. And I found a flaw in this, so stay tuned, because in my rant, I'm going to explain why. Today, we have two great guests. Firstly, Sue McKinney from Chandlers talking about how they're helping with mental health in the construction industry. And secondly, we've got Gina Webster from the Construction Industry Training Board. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, get off your checks, drop us a text, 81400, start the message with Fix, or you can drop us a quick email here, studio@fixradio.co.uk. Fix Radio. Now, how many of you are listening to this, grafting away, maybe even having a crack with your workmates, but actually, mentally, you're struggling? Maybe because you're not getting paid. Is a customer giving you a really hard time, often late at night? Are your deliveries not turning up? They promise you first drop, that you don't get them until 3:15, so all the lads on the job are doing nothing and you paying for it. Is this giving you sleepless nights? My first guest today is Sue McKinney from Chandlers Building Supplies. And the great thing is Chandlers support the mental health helpline for the building trade. Good afternoon, Sue.
Hi there.
Hi. Mental health, as we know, it's a huge, huge issue in the construction industry. It's great that companies like Chandlers are helping out with this awful illness. What more do you think us trades can do to help our colleagues?
Well, I think it's been one of those things that's been under the radar, and as a profession, it's physically hard and there's low pay, and quite often people don't know who to turn to. So I think what we're trying to do is just raise awareness, and the whole campaign is sort of time to talk, time to change. It's just letting people talk about it and be able to get it out in the open, really.
I think from reading through your press releases and everything that you're doing at the moment, it does seem to be the smaller companies. I think, as you rightly said, the bigger companies, they've got HR departments. They've got that backup and resource to help with this. Are you finding that if anyone comes into your branches, it does tend to be either the one-man band or the smaller companies?
Yes, I mean, a lot of our customers, that's exactly what they are. They're small developers or small builders or maybe just work for themselves. So there's nobody to turn to. There isn't the HR department or even, you know, a great number of colleagues. So it just seems the ideal thing to make them aware of is that there's somebody there to listen and somebody who's not going to judge them. Because quite often people won't want to turn to their employer for support anyway because there's a bit of a fear or a stigma about mental health. So just that sort of confidential helpline is, you know, it's fantastic to know that it's there.
You've got 13 branches, I believe, across the southeast.
That's right.
Got this great campaign going. Do you feel, or have you seen, maybe more people coming in, taking sort of note of this helpline number, which we'll give out in a bit? As you say, it's not easy for us trades to talk to a small company. This promotion you're doing, are you having more people come up to the desk and sort of take note of it?
Yes, definitely. We launched it in Mental Health Awareness Week just to give it a bit of impetus. But we're going to be behind it on an ongoing basis because earlier in the year we did a shout out for a charity who wanted to work with us who was building related, and the Construction Industry Helpline was one that got in touch, and we weren't really aware of it before. But as soon as I spoke to them, I just thought, what a perfect sort of partnership between us who are seeing the builders day in, day out, and them who want to actually, you know, get the cards out there and raise awareness. And it just seemed to be a natural fit for us that, you know, our guys in Mental Health Awareness Week, they put the t-shirts on, they made it very visible, we've got the cards on the desks. So you know, it's just there for people to take and grab a card, grab one for their mate. It's just actually making that connection between the charity and the people who need it.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, and something we sort of briefly touched upon a minute ago was, you look at the traditional trade or the image that they have, you know, big lads, loud, having a laugh with their mates, running around the job, having a crack. I had a guest on a few weeks ago, both of us played rugby at a good level, and we sort of seemed to find it very, very similar that this mental health issue, which is right across the construction industry, it's there, but being sort of, you know, generally, not all the time, but generally big, burly builders, is not that easy to come forward and ask for help. Are you seeing that as well?
I think that's definitely the case. I think men generally find it more difficult to talk about this kind of issues. And obviously in the construction industry, you know yourself, it's all about the banter and having a bit of a laugh. And so actually raising something like this, you don't want to show that possible perceived weakness. And when I saw some of the numbers about you know, suicide rates and the mental health issues, it's phenomenal. I think I read somewhere, what, 1 in 7 people in the construction trade knows a colleague who committed suicide. I mean, that's horrific, really. So I feel quite passionate about the fact that we should actually be doing something to put something out there and have this helpline where they can be put in touch with people who might be able to help them, and just help them through everyday life, really.
So I think it is horrific. I think, as we know, it's not just across the construction industry. All the other industries have got the issue. But obviously, this is the industry we're in. I did read last week, though, that a beautiful young 16-year-old girl committed suicide. Do you feel this mental health problem needs to be talked about a lot more in schools? Because it seems to be the educational system has got it just as bad as construction.
Yes, I think it does appear to be more widespread, and I think society is changing with social media and, you know, and things like that. So I think it, personally, I don't know whether it's because of the way society is changing or because it's more prevalent, but it definitely needs to be out there and talked about. It's an illness the same as any other illness, and I think for too long it's been the fact that you can't actually see it as an illness means it hasn't been acknowledged in the way that it needs to be, because it's debilitating to everyday life. You know, people can't sort of, you know, fully function. They're losing sleep, and if they're losing sleep because of it, they may well then have accidents on the building site, and we know, you know, that that's an issue as well. So from a Chandler's perspective, it's what can we do to help, and that's, well, you know, making people aware of professionals who can give them the counselling and support that they do need.
Well, Sue, thank you ever so much. It's brilliant that a supplier like Chandler's helping so much across the construction industry, and obviously keep up this great work you're doing.
Okay, thanks. Can I just say that if any other builders, merchants or suppliers, you know, wants to do the same, I think we should all be doing it.
I completely agree. I'm in suppliers all the time, from your big nationals to smaller sort of, you know, independents, and it's something I'm pushing a lot. So, yeah, well said, Sue.
Fantastic.
And thank you again.
All right, thanks a lot then.
Thank you. So just to give you the number for the Construction Industry Helpline, grab a pen, pencil, 0345 605 1956. The number again, 0345 605 1956. Now, coming up next, I will be talking to Gina Webster from the Construction Industry Training Board here on Fix Radio. Fix Radio. My second guest today is Gina Webster from the Construction Industry Training Board. Good afternoon, Gina.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Toolbox Show. Firstly, could you please tell us a bit more about the event the CITB are holding tomorrow?
Yeah, CITB are holding one of its regional events tomorrow. It's Skill Build event. So we manage the Skill Show on behalf of the construction industry. We have 10 trades and we are hosting an event which is part of the regional finals tomorrow, which is a really exciting event. The winners of that event, or some of the winners of that event, hopefully will join us at the national final in Birmingham in November.
Now, as you're probably aware, I run a small building company based just outside London, and I'm really struggling to find decent apprentices. A lot of mates that are running similar sized companies across London are finding the same. How do you think we can get more youngsters into our industry?
Really, it's about making it a great industry to be in and infusing them to be part of the industry. We really struggle to get into schools to make people understand that construction is just a fantastic place to be. You know, once we can get in front of people, and small and medium-sized companies have an opportunity through our ambassador program to get into schools to start talking to people about what the construction industry is. So if we can infuse those people right from an early age, then actually we don't then need to go about finding apprentices. Hopefully they'll find us.
I completely agree. I remember when I was back at school, my careers advisor basically said you go to college or university and become successful or not. And it sort of stuck in my brain. That's why I got into the construction industry. I think, as you say, back into schools, getting the message across early. And as you say, they will just naturally fall in. Now, one other thing, I met quite a few of your colleagues. I'm vice president of the London region of the Federation of Master Builders. And a lot of our members find your levy confusing. Could you simplify exactly what it is? And also, how is this levy amount worked out?
I unfortunately wouldn't have the answers to those. I look after the careers products, so it would be our levy team that you would have to quiz on that. I know that from a careers point of view, the levy is used to encourage and inspire and innovate, you know, so that we can actually go out into schools and bring people into the construction industry. So it's one of the things, certainly at CITB, that we utilise that levy money for. But for a more in-depth view on how that works, I think you'd have to speak to one of the levy team, unfortunately.
Okay. I just want to go back to the schools question, because I think, as we mentioned, this is vital. How do we get into schools? Is this something the CITB are looking to sort of address? Because, you know, getting youngsters from sort of early mid-teens and onwards seems to me the great point to start. Is this something the CITB are looking at, or is this something really we should all be sort of talking to young lads, kids, etc. about?
No, absolutely. We have an ambassador program that runs. So on the Go Construct site, there is an ambassador page on there. We encourage people within the industry from all levels. So it could be a one-man band that, you know, is a trade specialist, all the way through to, you know, your Kias and your Walmart Dixons and your really big players to come in. Register with us, and then we match those people up with schools. So we will send them in to schools to talk about various aspects of the construction industry. We also utilise them for career shows. They come and help out at the Skill Build shows, both at regional competition and national competitions, so that we can start to thread that story through. CITB are also lobbying government. We've got policy in place. We're speaking to people like the careers enterprise companies, all of those people, to try and thread that careers chain through, so that construction becomes the forefront of people's minds and a career of choice, not just something to do if you're not doing anything else.
Now, moving on from schools to colleges, do you think the colleges are offering enough courses for the youngsters these days? Because I know the sort of number, you know, the number of courses dropped a little. Do you think this is something the CITB can get more involved with and sort of push hard, that they've got more, not just courses, but going up right up through all the levels as well?
Yeah, definitely. And the apprenticeship teams are working at T level to make sure that we've got the right standards and qualifications in colleges and subsequently universities. I was at a meeting with Wales Girls yesterday where there was an amazing college in Dudley who are looking at really innovative training and bringing people in to specific trade areas. So there's some great work out there. It's just connecting those dots, you know, which through networking and our policy work we're looking to do.
And finally, Jeannie, could you please just give all of our listeners just a sort of top line information, timings, etc., for this event that the CITB are holding tomorrow?
The event's running all day. It will be a number of skills that are being showcased, but also a careers wraparound. So whilst the skills are happening and people are in those industries, we're also using those skills to leverage careers information to young people so they can come and see how excited and how competent young people are within the industry. So I'd urge any schools to pop along, you know, have a look at what is there, you know, what is the best of the best, and then hopefully follow us to Birmingham for the finals and just keep us in mind.
Gina, thank you very much, and I really, really do hope tomorrow goes well for you.
Thank you very much.
That was Gina from the Construction Industry Training Board. And yeah, if you're interested at all, if you want to get into the industry or even progress and go further, if you go on their website and have a look, this is an event in Hammersmith, well worth going to. Now, coming up in a bit, we have got the fun bit. We've got Oi, Put the Kettle On. We've got banter. We've got wind-ups. We've got the lot.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
Now, we've still got a fair bit left on today's show. Of course, we've got my rant. Now, as I'm sure you're well aware, I usually relate my rant to an issue we've had at work during the week. And this week's rant, I'm going to be talking about new materials. I say we because my good mate Steve, Tyler and Plumber, who works with me, we were doing this bathroom. We're still on it. Reason being, we got the shower tray that sits under the floor that goes level with the ply. We got all the other bits and pieces, and I just thought I'll give technical a quick call just to make sure. And oh, you hope we're using your tanking system, otherwise you don't get the warranty. Oh, Christ, another £300. Another £300. I didn't budget for that. Can you imagine the customer's response when I said, can I have another 300 notes because of this? No. So, yeah, that's the rant. I wouldn't seriously go anywhere because I am sick of this. All these fancy bits are costing us a fortune. Bottom line is we never need to change it because years gone by, it was brilliant. While we're on the subject of customers, one of the jobs we're on, the lady of the house tried her hand at decorating. Well, when I say tried a hand, I think she might have just drop-kicked the paint pot all over the wall because that's what it looked like. £34 billion is spent every year fixing DIY bodges. £34 billion. That is an incredible amount of money. And that includes, obviously, the jobs we're on. So, fair play, she's given it a go, but I do emphasise the word tried. I did think her three-year-old had had a crack. The thing is, you can always tell these DIYs, can't you? Painting, yes. Throw it all over the wall, won't take long. Bottom line is, it's like all trades, it's your prep work, it's all you're laying out. Did I see any filler? Nope. Scratch? Nope. Cork? Nope. Two-part wood filler? Nope. Anything apart from a brush? No. So, fair play, you've given it a shot. Bottom line is, don't bother. Because it looks a shambles, let the professionals like us in. Now, as I mentioned earlier, please keep sending in these brilliant videos and pictures of all the laughs you're having at work, all the wind-ups, the bodges. Next week's show, I'm going to be telling you about what the boys have just done to me at work, because it is hilarious.
Fix Radio. Let the rant begin.
Today's rant is about these fancy new materials that apparently we've got to use. Quite honestly, they're a complete waste of time. Wind back the clock and we never used to have any of this new fancy stuff. Let's look at bathroom materials. As I mentioned, my mate Steve, a great plumber, and Tyler working with me on this bathroom that we're doing at the moment. He summed it up perfectly yesterday when he said, all this new gear is a load of old bollards. It is. And the other thing he said, which I couldn't agree with anymore, all this extra stuff is to safeguard against bodgers. Years ago, in a bathroom, you laid your tiles on the floor with a bit of sand and cement, job done. You know it worked perfectly well, because the ones these days that you try and pull up when you're putting in your new bathroom, you can't move them. No cracks, no grout popping, no movement, nothing. Nowadays, on the other hand, this is what we've had to do on a very simple bathroom. Floor joist up, 3/4 inch ply, usually marine, not the crappy shuttering stuff. Fix your shower tray down up to the ply. Tape your joints, smooth over with tile adhesive, PVA the entire floor. Lay Deetra mat or the equivalent on adhesive. Tank the entire floor with some membrane and lap it up the walls. Pour self-levelling, PVA the self-levelling. Use the latest fancy tile adhesive that you've got to knock up in the garage or outside because of the dust. Takes about 20 minutes playtime and it's stiff as a board. Into the skip, knock another gauge up. Seal the stone and now, check this out, seal porcelain tiles. What? It's porcelain. It's not even man-made. Is it? I don't know. It's got a glaze on. You do not need to seal them. Apparently you do. Another product you've got to buy. Seal the grout with grout protector. Bottom line is none of that works because I've tried every single one. So, what the manufacturers are doing here is saying if the tile is a bodger and he lashes up the install, the water won't drip onto the ceiling below like we've been used to. It will build up in this tanked up room like a swimming pool until it reaches a weak spot on the walls and then it's going to leak a lot. Seriously? Not only are they promoting shoddy workmanship, but also the cost of this is astronomical. No wonder companies doing it properly don't get the work, because they're doing it way more expensive than people who just do it like in the good old days. So, if you're listening, Mr. and Mrs. Manufacturer, stop inventing pointless materials that we have to use or we don't get your warranty. Look at what's worked in the past. It all worked, didn't it? Still there, never moved. And don't change things for the sake of it to make more money. It's costing us trades huge money and we are losing out on work to people who lash it up or do it the old way. Enough is enough. Go and invent something useful. I'm off down the boozer as I'm fuming! Now, we've had a great show. We've had two brilliant guests. This time of the show, usually, as you all know, I get so excited to see my mate, Apprentice Dan. Silence. Where is he? He's on holiday again. I was waiting to see these snappy turnips, lacquer socks and his trendy clothing, but he's on holiday. I tell you what, apprentices, even in the building game, they're always on holiday or off. To come in to do the radio, producer Jack is sitting opposite me. He's on holiday again, so Jack's got to help me out. He's been brilliant. Now, we've had a few people get in touch. Andy in Cardiff isn't happy. I love this. Now, bear in mind, this is Cardiff. His renderers haven't shown up today because it's a bit warm. Now, Andy, you're in South Wales, mate. It isn't the Bahamas. Tell them to stick the scratch coat on, spray it up a bit, stop it cracking up, and then on the top coat, rather than sitting about waiting for it to go off, get them polishing quicker. 23 degrees or 22, I've just checked. It's not the warmest, is it, mate? That is a poor excuse. So I tell you what, get on the blower, get them in. It's got to be done, because if it gets warmer, it will then be cracking up. On a more serious note, I have actually lost count of the messages that we've got in about tool theft. I think you all know my thoughts on this. This pond life that go around nicking our tools stops us working. This is our livelihood. We could go on this all show. We haven't got long left. The police cuts surely aren't helping. There's one poor guy that I know. He's been done 3 times in the last 2 years. And sadly, a good mate of mine in North London, he's got a really successful building company. One of his vans got done with one of these remote fobs you can get off the internet for a score. Now, the sad thing is, because there was no sign of a break-in, the insurance company didn't pay out. So everyone listening, just be careful. Lock your vans up. Pay that extra bit of money for an extra bit of security or cameras, because bottom line is, you've got to keep safe. We need our tools. We've had a great show, as I say. The number again for the Construction Industry Helpline is 0345 605 1956. That's our adopted charity, the Lighthouse. Amazing charity. They really, really do a cracking job. After the toolbox, we've got Hit the Road with Paul Burrell. The legend is, I'm playing golf with him on Monday at a charity do. So if you don't hear from us again, we're in the pub. Right, last push at work, guys. Pick up your trowel, your brush, whatever you're on. Thin Lizzy, boys are back in town. Fix Radio.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.